Friends, how are you?
Good.
Very good. It's good to have you here. So, how many candles have been lit? I knew you were going to do that. With this particular group of children, how many candles are lit on the Advent wreath? Thank you. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear in my question. So therefore, how many weeks until Christmas?
One.
It's a trick question.
Point 0.47 weeks
until Christmas, yes. Yeah, just a few days until Christmas. That's what's going to happen. Well, Pastor Angela has been sharing with us the names of the various candles along the way. Do you remember what the first candle was? Second candle? Faith. Third candle? Is that right, Pastor Angela? Rejoice, yes. And the fourth candle is? What's its name? George! I'm just kidding. It's actually the angel candle. Any idea why it's the angel candle? No, definitely not because of him. Do you remember? Did you hear the lesson?
Oh, duh.
Yeah. It's the angel candle because the reading for the today, what happened? Angel came to Mary and did what? Yes, all of those things are true. What was the very first thing the angel said? This is the only place where that's not the first thing the angel says. Every place else, that's what the angel says. It says, the angel says, greetings, favored one. I know. The Lord is with you. So what does it mean to be the favored one? What is favored one? God likes you, right? You know, so you know, what's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Me too. What kind of pizza? Just to check your character.
Pepperoni and Hawaiian.
Pepperoni, yes. Hawaiian, not so much. But you're right. Yeah, pepperoni pizza. That's your favorite. You like it, right?
Hawaiian.
And your favorite toy? What? Skylanders. Sounds cool. What is your favorite cookie? Chocolate chip. We all have our favorites, and so we kind of know what it is to be the favored one. And Mary was God's favored one. Well, that seems kind of weird, doesn't it? Does God only have one favored one?
No.
You see, I wonder. What's that? We don't know for sure. But since it's my children's sermon, no. Yeah, God doesn't have just one favored one. In fact, what we'll find out through Jesus is that every one of you are God's favored one, even you. I know. Really? Even me? I know. You are all God's favored ones because the Lord says, I will be with you. And God means you as well. So the angel candle reminds us that God sends all kinds of angels into our lives to remind us that God has favored every one of you and every one of them as well. So the angel candle is our fourth Sunday in Advent. What will be the last candle that we would light on Christmas Day?
Jesus.
Jesus is not a candle. It's a trick question because it's a trick question because it's one of those weird churches that don't have the middle candle. See? We'll work on that though, okay? So the next time I see you, it will be Christmas. And I look forward to seeing all of you. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the angels that come into our life and remind us that we are indeed God's favored one. And let the children say, Amen. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places. Amen.